shot what the Suan meant about katlanis. So I thought I was incorrect. I guess I was incorrect to some extent. The truth is, let's see whether it is universally accepted. Take a look, if you will, on the Mukha Yosef, here on page Nun Zayin in our print. The Tama de Milsa de Paskinim in Isun de Malkus Karebi. This is on Nun Zayin. Vestos de Sharmuad Krashbag. Shem de Ha Milsa de Svekahi. Yavichazaka betrays him. Neolo. Hilkoch. Gabe in Isun de Sakanto. Azlina lechumro. You see, Klar, the Mukha Yosef learned against Rashi. So what I told you yesterday was correct according to the Mukha Yosef. All right, y'all, I was wrong according to Rashi, but I shouldn't have said I was completely wrong. I was wrong with the Rashi.
When he reads the Gemara himself, he doesn't say that. But Yosef,
okay, he doesn't comment really, he doesn't say anything. But here he clearly is learning the word Nisuan, and refers to why I learned it yesterday. Nisuan reads, it means katlonis, and not discussing the suin in terms of our Mishnah. Fine. Now, who else learns what? Let's take a look in the Rosh, Rabbi Osai, see what he says. We've had Rashi of the Mukha Yosef. In between is the Rosh. Take a look over here in Simon. For some reason, it's called Simon Yud Gimel Yud Dalet. I don't know why it's a little one, but that's what it is. But take a look over here, Yud Gimel Yud Dalet. He comments on the very top of the second column of page Lamed Dalet, right? Nisuin Kedamaron doesn't say what does it mean. Doesn't say boo. So the Korban Asano says Hainastama de Masnisin L'Sheni in the Shlishi Lo, like Rashi. Nu, so the Gemara never paskind. Called that as Rashi's shot. Never paskind on Katlonis. Not a word. Never paskind on Mila L'Choladeus. Says the Rosh in the top line of column 2, page Lamed Dalet, Mistabra, the Mila v'Nisuin. What does Nisuin mean in this context? Katlanis betrays him, the Havi Chazaka, to suffer the Nefashesu, for suffering the Nefashos, Lahokel. All right? V'chei Nisuin the Katlanis. Now, what does this mean? That Mila is suffering the Nefashos, and Nisuin the Katlanis is suffering the fashas. So both these cases suffering the fashas as a result. But that's not what the Gemara meant. You know, the Gemara meant Nisu and Kedamara meant our Mishnah. As you said yesterday, you're all from Rashi. But the other cases, which are not found in the Gemara Beferish, the Rosh is passing independently here in the top line of this column. Oh, having said that, Rabosai, so I also misspoke a little bit in explaining what the Keren Ora was saying. Keren Ora was saying, Binisuan mi pligi, the fact that there seems to be a dispute as to whether there is a machlokas or no machlokas in the suan, she interprets to mean katlanis. I'll read you his words, and that's why I misspoke. I didn't look inside carefully enough here in the Keren Ora. We discussed yesterday machlokas, the Rambam against the Nemuka Yosef. Is katlanis to be taken? How serious should we take it? Quote the Rambam, don't get married. You ready to kiddushin? Do nisuan. He had nisuin, don't divorce her. It's only a nichush, a chuvas Rambam, it's just a voodoo. Don't take it too seriously. Whereas the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef says, whoa, you better, we'll call you a bum and we'll force you to divorce, we'll put you in cherim. You know, so he wants to say the fact that the nisuin pligi is a little bit of right to the Rambam. Let me see what he says. I said it over wrong. Like this. Tzah sad the dvarava of the Rambam. Yehodama rava. Not a bias, a rover. Ema the pligi linyan mila, linyan nisuin mi pligi. Umehechi teisla nechalik. Why should there be a distinction between one and the other? Elo, shum nisuin ein kan chazoka gemura v'isur gomur. Ela chashosha bi'almo. And here's the flip punchline. Uve chashosha mode rashbag, the bebeis pomem nami chashinon. This is what we had a disconnect yesterday. Precisely because it's so flimsy, it's only a chashosha, that's why I suggest to Keren Ora, everyone should agree, even two is a chashasha. It's a funny irony. If it's a real din, you have to have three. If it's only a chashasha, two is also a chashasha. That's why we weren't communicating properly. I didn't look inside. Okay, so that's left over from yesterday's shiur. Okay, fine. Now we start today's shiur. Today's shiur begins b'siyata d'shmaya b'osai on Samech Hei Amad Aleph. We're going to read again. It says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Nises l'rishon v'lohoyu l'abonim, l'sheni v'lohoyu l'abonim, l'shlishi l'otinosei, Ella l'mishi yesh l'abonim. Why? Because he has no children, so she has already experience from two husbands and no children. So she's probably not going to have children from the third husband either. It's not right. She should marry a third husband who has no children. After all, he's required to have children. We already saw way back, he can't marry an islandess. That's how we started this whole Zman. That's how we started the first day, whenever it was, a few weeks ago. So that's how we started. He can't marry an islandess. So she's not quite an islandess, but her track record is quite poor. Yes?
Let's say a case where a woman specifically didn't want to have kids and wanted for marriage. It's like she took birth and showed birth to him.
That obviously proves nothing. Obviously, if she took birth control for 10 years, it's not surprising she had no kids. We're talking about...
And she divorced two husbands anyway. That's still...
Well, divorce, we already pointed out that we don't be paskin, it's machlokas Rashi tells us not chavav. We're not discussing if she took birth control. That's by definition, doesn't count. Okay, fine. So now we're at Mosai. We're going to be a little bit more in the Gemara, and we're going to come back. Every line of the Gemara later is going to come back to influence this original line. We have to go now. We have to read from Tana Rabbanan, which is on the fourth line, till the end of the narrow lines, because everything's intertwined. Says the Gemara. Nises, let me nises. Illicitly, right? Let me shein lo bonim. We told her not to do it. She did it anyway. Teitze below ksuba. Before we see Tosis, which is very important, let's first go slow. Ibarlehu. Nises l'shlishi v'lohoyo lo bonim. Now, who's online? Ma'ad litbu'a hanach kamoi. The first guys want their money back. Mimotsu amru lo. The Igloi Milsa, the Atu, the Garmis. So you now have it three times and you're out. Give us some money back. Odima Matsis Amr Lahu, Hashtahu, the Kakshi. No, when you divorced me, when you were married to me for 10 years, I was capable of having children. It was your fault or our fault, whatever. And now I got weak. Mistabra says the Gemara Matsis Amr Lahu, Hashtahu, the Kakshi. She can say the Svara, and they cannot get the money back. Fine. Finally, Ibarlehu, Nisis L'Ravi, once, twice, three strikes, you're out? Nope. It's a foul tip, I guess. She didn't strike out on this third one. She married a fourth one. And what happens? V'hayol abonim, lo and behold. Lo and behold. If you don't see the first, try again. On the fourth round, she has a child. Mao the titpil the shlishi. Aha, now before we discuss whether the husbands can ask the money back from the wife. Now I want to know, can she ask money back from her third husband who divorced her Alex Silver? I mean, Allah, we say, lady, shtiku sayich yafa midiburayich, you better be quiet. Because if you're going to ask for Alex Silver, what's he going to say back to you? Matzi yamala, he'll tell her back, ano adati dehochi logi rashtich. I never would have divorced you had I known that you're going to have children from the fourth man. Maskas are a pop, ee, shaska, nami, shaskina, nimsa get bottle, manam, amzerin, rebbeinu shalalem. It's a disaster. Who cares that she's quiet? We should pipe up. Ella says the Gemara, Arminon, hashtahu de brayos. We said before, hashtahu de kakshi, now say if I cared, hashtahu de brayos. Now she became healthy before that she was in fact not well, and she does not deserve a ksuba from the third husband. At kana sugya. Any questions before we go on? Yes, sir.
She'll say to them that before I was healthy, right? She'll say to the third one that before I was healthy, but now I'm not. Right.
So, she'll say to the first two. The first.
Yeah, I mean, the first two right. Can't come and say that.
We want our money back.
Right. I don't get that because don't we say there's chazaka de hashta that the way that she is now, that's the way that she
was. Oh, Mary Dikakasha! What a Mary Dikakasha, Binyamin asks. What's going on over here? Once it's established that she is incapable of having children after three times. Not that she became incapable now. Obviously, she became incapable from the very beginning. What's going on? It's a great kasha. We'll talk about it. I hope today, if not today, the latest tomorrow, we'll be there. Fine. Before we get to Binyamin's kasha, let's start doing the toasts. Each one, each toast is Rabbi Osai. Each toast is, there are three of them. And this sugya, three. Each one is, wow. So let's take the first one first. We'll go slow. Nisis l'misha and l'bona teitzib l'oksum. Okay, she should never have married him in the first place. Mashma de menasheni yesh l'oksumah. Right? She's no ksumah from the third one. V'chein masha b'samach. Tekama nisis l'shlishi v'lohoyu l'obonim madlit bu'ua hanach kamoi. Plural. Mashma sheni nosan l'oksumah. Obviously, that's Pashup Shah in the Gemara, the second one gave the ksumah. Temelari. Damayesh l'ksumah menasheni. Hakev under osar lo l'shlishi. We paskin she may not marry the third one because he has no children and she's already two strikes. She didn't have any children. Im kein sava, we must be holding. The betrays him ni havya chazaka. Two childless marriages indicate she cannot have children. And therefore, if we, at the present time, after 20 years, 10 years with Reuven and 10 years with Shimon, we tell her she may not marry Levi, who has no children of his own. So before she collects the ksuba from Shimon, she says, stop! 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 No ksuba should be paid. Why? At this very point, we've determined she may not marry Levi. So the same way she may not marry Levi, she's not entitled to a ksuba from Shimon. This is a bombshell kasha. This is a tremendous kasha. Everyone understand the kasha? Make up your mind. Make up your mind. Can she have children if she can't? If she can, let her marry Levi. If she can't, don't get the ksuba from Shimon. This is a, you caught here, man. This is a kasha. Wow.
How do you know?
How do you know? Slow. Suggest toasts. V'chiteima mishum da omrolei hashtuhu de kachshi v'nistach basadehu. What's that mean? When you married me, Shimon, 10 years ago, I was fine. Now, during this middle of these 10 years, I got shvach, and therefore, that would be the case. We understand very well why she collected ksuba, because when she got married to him, she was could have children. Why she can't marry Levi, because now she can't have children. Great teretz. No, doesn't work. Why not? Im kein, my cowboy nisis l'shlishi v'chule. The next gemara. What does the gemara say? This, let's put your finger here by the chule. See in the gemara. Nisis l'shlishi v'lohayol abonim ma'ad l'pu hanach kamoi. We want to know whether the first ones can ask for the ksuba or not. Right? And the gemara at the end says what? Hashtu d'kachshi. Obviously the gemara at the beginning didn't know what hashtu d'kachshi. They only woke up at the end. So this teretz won't work. So we know about that already. So it's not going to work. So they suggest the teretz and they reject it. So now we're in deep, deep trouble. What's your teretz? Omri. Amazing teretz. To the Indian mamin, mo de rebi, lo havi chazoko, adis chazen begimul zimni. Kid ashkin b'shoa muad, the B'shara Mu'ad, Lo Polik, and the Parashat of the El, previous Tosis, again. B'shara Mu'ad, Lo Polik, Rebbe, Lo Polik, Akro, El Kolomai, Hosam, Miskaim, and Diri Rashbag, Lo Mischaz, El Bet Lazimni, right? B'shara Nagachu, Mitmol, Shalshom. You need three. Fine. Fractosis, this we spoke, we spent time in this second part yesterday. Miu Tema, the Hashta, Linya, Nisura, Lo Samchina, the Rov Noshim, the Chazi, and the Bonim, Mishum, the Isra, Ruba, are they Dischazi, betray Zimni, when your mom and Samchin and Iruba, after the Israel betrays Zimni, Uba Alma elsewhere, usually, I mean an Ipcha, Tazina Basa Ruba, Linyan Isur, Linyan Mamon, and Lilo Islina, and we gave a Teretz, and a Mordechai, other sources, not going back there again right now. Okay. Rabosai, there are those who argue in Tosis and maintain that in fact she does not get the Ksuba from the second guy. It does not get. Doesn't get. Finished. So the question becomes, Rabbi Sai, so why does it say Nisus l'shlishi? Lo tinas mishesh l'banim nisus mishena b'en tetzib l'oksuba. Even this is l'sheni, is teise below k'suvah. That kasha is a very serious question. And the answer is, to teach you, Rabbi Osai, it meant to teach you, teise below k'suvah, yeah, below k'suvah. But she does require a get. You might have thought, the third one doesn't even require a get. Nope. Comes to teach you, according to this pshat, that the third guy, below k'suvah, second also below k'suvah. But the third guy with the k'suvah implies that a get is required. This is what the Ritva quotes from the Yesh Amrim. Of course, the question becomes, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the most beferish fakert. What's that? Ibarlu, this is l'shlishi v'lo ha'olo bana madal l'litru hanach kamoi. See, the second guy wants his money back. Obviously, the second guy paid the k'suvah b'shaita. It's against. Answers the Ritva. Goes according to Rashbag. The Shag goes according to Rashbag. So according to Rashbag, b'tklosetim nehavi chazaka. So the second guy is asking for his money back. But according to Rebbe, the second guy never gave the ksuba in the first place. Ad kan the Ritva, name of Yeshom. Yes, sir.
It says Nisan l'shlishi, the third person.
Right.
Wasn't a fourth
person. Oh, no. Nisan l'shlishi. L'hoyu l'abonin, ma'ad l'tvu hana kamari, means the first and the second, they want their money back. So the question was, we just got through saying, according to this Yesh Omrim, the second guy would have to give her ksuba in the first place. What money back? He never gave her the ksuba. The answer is, according to Rashba, gives her the ksuba. Yeah. This is what the Ritva quotes from a Yesh Omrim. Yeah.
Wait, and the second one wouldn't need a get?
No, for sure he didn't get. Second, for sure he didn't get.
So, what's the third one?
No, you might have thought the third one doesn't even need a get, because after two tries of having no children, let's say he didn't know about it. And now, I mean, we discussed so much by Rikas. Who remembers we spent weeks on Kiddush Etos, which shouldn't require a get? Here's a possible example. He didn't know she had two marriages with no children. You might thought to make Achtos, no get even required. Kamashma, no, a get is required. That's all the Farish in the Ritva that I asked you to see. Yes, sir.
Does his third husband also live with her for 10 years?
Yeah, well, that's what we'll get. Very good. That's the next Tosfos. Rabbi Yisai, everything is a Tosfos. This is slow. Oh. But then the Ritva says as follows. She gets a ksuba from the second one according to Rebbe, as Tosa said. And says to say the Ritva, she gets a ksuba from the third one according to the Rashbag. Yeah. How do you know that the third you get a ksuba from the third one according to the Rashbag? You can't tell from our Gemara. As a matter of fact, we'll see later, Tosfos Beferish Fakeret. How does the Ritva know if you get the same as going to Rebbe, Rabosai? It's all going to be Hobo Tai. Listen very carefully. How does he know, same as Rebbe, he gives the second guy gives a Riksuba, so to Ashbach, the third guy gives a Riksuba? He says, the Mefurashu Gemara. I'm a black and white Gemara. Not here. The Gemara is in Ksubas. We had this tragic story about us. We wanted to cry. I wanted to cry. How about you? Poor Abaye. Do you want to cry for Abaye? He gets a reliable, you know, representation. So he passed like Rav Yochanan, who was the Gadol Hador, passed like Rashbag. So he married this Choma, and Choma according to Rashbag is no problem. And then he dies. Nebuch. He dies. A human tragedy. He dies. Okay, Rabbi Osai, who was the one who was talking to Abaye? Who was Abaye's famous colleague? He was mentioned within the same breath throughout Shas. Rava, look at the Gemara over here. What's going on over here? Rava, Omar Rava, Umihike the Ovid Uvda ben Avsheki. Hi, how can it be that Abaye is relying on this attestation from Rabbi Yitzchak Bered the Rava? From who? From Rav Yitzchak by Yosef, who's saying, quoting from Rav Yochanan, he said, you know, you can't rely upon him. Nebuch, Abaye dies. Who's there to pick up the pieces? Rava. Rava, his colleague of all these years. Abaye Rava. Who didn't know Abaye Rava? Hilchosuka Rava, Yal Kagam. Abaye Rava. Everyone knows. Abaye is Abaye Rava. That's how we, the whole Shas is called Abaye. So Nebuch Rava's there to pick up the pieces. What happens? Choma walks into Bezdin, and she has Tainus. She wants a ksuba. I died, husband died, she wants a ksuba. Who's the dying? Rav. Of course. Rav. So the Gemara has over here Masechta Ksubos, and I want to show you a little bit. You can see it in the Nebuka Yosef, a little bit. He doesn't give you the whole thing. He gives you a little bit. Take a look, Rabbi Yosef, in the Nebuka Yosef. He quotes it very briefly. Very briefly. Nun Zayin, which says Mashma. Have a look at Nun Zayin. It's whatever it is, Chof in the old print. It says Mashma, the top of toward the top of the second column, left column. Mashma mihocha, tafilu le Rebbe de betrayzim they have yechazaka no tell us ksubasa misheni. That's what we saw in Tosis. Chimuchu b'Yerushalmi, beferish. V'chein mashma b'ksubis taf samach heyam and aleph. What does it say? You see over there? Everyone following me? It's the fifth narrow line on the left column of page Nun Zayin in our print. What does it say in ksubis samach heyam and aleph? What does it say there? They gave her the ksuba. No, that's what happened in Samachem and Alf. Nebuch, after Abaye died, Choma dvisud Abaye, I'm reading the Gemara, Asa lekamei the Rava. Amali psokli mizoni, based on the ksuba, posikla, psokli chamra, goes back, she asked for all kinds of things, and he gave whatever she wanted. Okay. So says the Gemara. But now, one can say, of course, Choma is entitled to a ksuba, because Abaye knew the full story of Choma. He knew very, very well. He did his full research in the story of Choma. Very extensive research. He knew exactly that her first two husbands died. No, so that her first two husbands died, he was willing to take a chance. It's like we call Hikirba. Hikirba. Oh. So the Ritva that I asked you to see considers that possibility and rejects it. Let me read you his lashon. Very important to read every word over here. The Ritva is as follows. Here we are. This is the Lashon of the Ritva. Quotes the same as Nebuka Yosef very often quotes in the Ritva, as you well know. It's verbatim. Yerushalmi. Then he has the question of Choma. Gave her the Ksuba. He quotes the whole Gemara. Vileka lemeimar. And don't say, says the Ritva. It's not in the, I don't think it's in the Nebuka Yosef. Vileka lemeimar. Da baye hikirba. Which in fact is true. We knew all the facts. Says the Ritva, no, it's impossible. Why? The Keva and the Aliba, the Rashbag Nosva, he was assuming that Rashbag was right because Rav Yochanan supposedly said so. Vadayel Huchasuka Kshanises, when he married, she only had killed two husbands. Lo Choshiv Ha Hikirba. It's not considered Hikirba. Sure, he knew the facts. He knew the facts, but since he was told to be Pasnak of Shimon Gamliel, those facts do not make her into a katlanis. Of course, the problem is this leka lememar of the Ritva, as footnote 79 points out, is an ika lememar of not only one but three of the greatest: Ramban, Rishpo, and Ran, and Ksubis, and Ataf, all say the same thing. The reason why Choma collected the money, because Abaye was Hikiba. Of course, the question was, who was Hikiba? But if you held a Rashbag, what's going on? Isn't the Ritva make more sense? So he makes the following suggestion. Since Abaye knew that according to Rebbe, this woman is a katlanis, he was mekabel upon himself to pay her the ksuba, even if he dies, and it turns out that she's a katlanis l'chol hadeis. Because once he dies, he's the third one. Whee! A pretty fancy footwork. So look it up in footnote 79. But then he says, Rebbe Osai, he quotes the Rashba. At the Rashba, the Ksuba says, it has to be that way. Because who's the one who gave the money to the Amana Choma? It was Rava. We saw that. Muka Yosef says, he quotes that Gemara, doesn't say who it is, but I read it to you, it's Agir, so it's Rava. So Rava holds an Agamar like Rebbe. So wait a minute. If Rava held like Rebbe, and according to Rebbe, Tikirba, and Rava still gave her the Ksuba, right? So therefore, the Rashba says, you see, Klar, it's considered to be like Hikirba. Must be like Hikirba. What else? Can't be any other pshat, because Rav himself held like Rebbe. Nope. What all the Ritva do with this? So he writes over here as follows. Abaye married her by mistake. He thought we passed like Rashba, because someone told the name of Yochanan, we passed like Rashba. According to Rava, right, Abaye made a mistake. And you know what? A new pshat he has. Abaye realized his mistake. Because Rava told him. Rava wasn't lazy. Look at the words of the Gemara. The Gemara is over here in Samach Daladam at Beis, here in Masechta Yevamos. What's going on over here? The Gemara says, Oh my Rava, how can you do? I presume it's a dialogue. He's speaking to Abaye. How can you do such a thing? No. The question is, what did Abaye do after that? Did Abaye divorce her? No. No. Abaye did not divorce her. Abaye did not divorce her. Even though presumably he knew when Rava told him that your source is not reliable, that's why it's considered according to the Rashba Hikirba. But the Ritva can't learn that way. Because the Ritva learns by Katlanis, you're required to divorce her. The Rashba Lashitasa, it's all in this footnote. Rashba Lashitasa, like the Rambam, as the Rivash quotes in the Rashba, like the Rambam. So therefore, he knew about it, he still didn't divorce her. It's called Hikirba. But the Ritva says, if he knew about it, he'd be required to divorce her. It must be that Abaye lo Hikirba, namely, that we pass him like Rebbe and that your source is not reliable. And therefore, Rabbi Osai, he was lo Hikirba. So he, Abaye, according to what he understood, was Mischayev Kedasu Kedin. Because the third wife, you're permitted to marry. Rava collected the ksuba for Choma. Even though, according to Rava himself, she's not entitled to it. But according to Abaye, she was. But kids, you look at this footnote, you'll see what's going on. Bottom line is that the Ritva says that the second one gets a ksuba like Tosfos. And the question becomes why. Why the second one? We don't understand why. Tosfos has this kasha. So let's read it. I'll read it to you in the Nemuka Yosef, and then we'll see the Ritva a little bit later. V'yim Toma, here's Tosfos Kasha. L'shlishi nami leimo lehashtu dekachshi v'yitin lo ksubasa. Tosfos Kasha. Yesh lomar, d'shani shlishi, sheniseis lo shelo b'rishus chachomim, v'yim nekablin ta'anazu ashet esbara. Ma'ashen ked b'rishin v'sheni sheniseis lehem beheter. Period. It's a matter of whether you got married by Heter or got married by Yisr. So says the Nemuka Yosef. And the the Ritva adds a word. Ah, yes, what's between the second and the third? Yeshloma. The Kevan She'ein Kandover Borer V'lo Kansuha B'Ksuba Elek She'nisei Shelo B'Ritzon Chachamim. It's a knas. New York didn't say the word knas. But same thing. It's a knas. It's a knas. And the knas is only when she married Shelo Kedin. Knas. A knas. That's what it says. Oh, what about Malchus? Right? You put the guy into the keeper. Right? You're basically killing him. Why are you doing that? So the Ritva says, the reason we do that, Malchus, we do a knas the second time. For Pirashnu, Kiatam, Kilavar, Osei Risha, Ukshachaza, Vishana, Bechet, Mezit Gamaru. Shloka Dinasa. Let's say Nasa Chacham Lekonsa. It's the Mukiyot from the previous column. Look over here. Page Nun Zion, column 1. We started before, the time of the Milsa. At the end he says, Uva Malkios, Afal Gav, the Suf, and the Foshas Lahakil, Machmarin and Hacham, Me Yisur HaRishorim, the Vair Osei Risho, Me Chai Vikrisus. We have to get rid of them. The Mukiyot again is being Makatir a little bit in the words of the Ritva. And that's why we don't say stuff in the Fashas Lahakal, because we have to get rid of these criminals. Fine. But there's one important thing. The Mukayose accepts the reason that Tosas rejected. Hashtu the Kakshi. Tosas suggested Hashtu the Kakshi. And Tosas rejected it. Why did they reject it? Because the Gemara didn't come on to that Svara yet. Okay? Didn't come on to the Svara yet. But it's a big nafkamina, Rav Osai. Big nafkamina. Take a look over here in the Nebuka Yosef further. Right where we left off on column 2 on page 9 Zion. Look what he says. V'imlo gavsa ksubasa adayin misheni atshotziya shlishi b'lo ksuba. Catch this now. Believe it or not. Afilu hachi gavya ksubasa misheni. Whee! You know what's going on? Even though she hasn't collected yet, we're going to rely on the svar of Hashu the Kakshi to enable her to collect the ksuba from the second guy. No, why not from the third guy? Because that was a prohibited marriage in the first place. Wow, Rav Osai. This being the case, according to the Mugi Yosef and the Ritva, according to Rashbag, she gets a ksuba from the third guy. As we said before, Beferish, before. Why? Because you married a beheter. The fact that right after 3 marriages, 30 years and no kids, right now it's obvious that she's cannot have any children, doesn't matter. It's not borur, they have a borur. It's not an islandess. And they married beheter. All this emerges from the Nebuka Yosef and the Ritva. All this is against Tosfos. Yeah.
Why is being married to the fourth guy because they're better?
Fourth guy's not bad.
Well, she does get a ksuba.
From the third guy, she gets a ksuba. From the third guy, she gets a ksuba. After 3 times, it's already everyone agrees it's a chazaka. Tosfos says, no. Let me show it to you, Rabbi Osai. It's the Tosfos will see only 2 lines. Tosfos Samach Hei, the last Tosfos goes over to Amud Beis. I'm not sure if you saw it yet. I'll just read you 2 lines. Turn to Samachem and Beis. Rabbi Osai, please, turn. Samachem and Beis and Tosfos. Just a few lines. But Tosfos is as follows. Tosfos says, second line of Samachem and Beis. Shari Aksha v'hukzaka b'tlas zimni v'yesh lo lahavsit ksubasa. That's all I want to show to you. 1 line. So Tosfos assumes that even though the third marriage was beheter, it's irrelevant. According to the Mukhi Yosef and the Ritva, the key criterion is that they get married beheter or beyisr. That's the key. And if they got married beheter, then she collects the ksuba, even if she hasn't collected it yet. She collects from the, even later on. According to the Tosfos, isahet is irrelevant. The question is there a chazaka or no chazaka? 3 times is a chazaka. Therefore, according to the Rashbag, Rabbo Sai, she loses Aksuba, even though she married Beheter. What about according to Rebbe? Rebbe agrees when it comes to Mammon, there's no Chazak less than three times. That's what we saw, right? That was the Re, on Samachem, and Aleph, right? Omari, let's look inside again, and we told us this, and we saw it, I can see it again. Dolinian Mammon, Mo the Rebbe, Lo Havi Chazak, at this Chazak, Begibel Zimni. Kedashkin Mesharam, Wood, the Mesharam, Wood, Lo Polig. Kid the Parash Diliel, Tops, Tosis Dibra Maskil, Vishar Hamud. Vishar Hamud. Oh. Now we're going to see as we go how this plays out in the rest of the Sugya. It's going to be one major Lishitoso. Tosis has one approach, and the Nimuk Yosef Mitzvah have a different approach. Rabosai. We said before that according to Rebbe, according to many Rishonim, she gets a ksuba from the second guy. Why? So the Meiri gives the following explanation. I read it to you from the Oter HaPoskim. You'll see why I brought it for a reason. Simon Lamites, Sifkotten Lamet Beis, those who have a memory from last month, we spent so much time on this Sifkotten. Here in Os Ches, quotes the Meiri over here. The Meiri says, an akara as follows. A woman is married a few times, 10 years, no children. Av shehuchsuko shena ruyo luledes. Lo domi la'ailanis. Tibolo hikibol havi mekachtos. Afiliyesh la'bona me'acheres. Ve'en lo ksubu. At least no ksubu. So more ksubu sav kuf. Meshin is bar mi gufo shena ruyo le'eleit. Ve'af gedein et shichle rova poskim. Avozu have Isha Gemur Kasharis Lele, Vehelon Abala Chazaka, Philo have Megakhtos, Gomor, Afilub, Nisis Lishlishi. Makes this a matter of mazel. Then he says as follows. He says, Mashma, he quotes the Miri, Hodein Mevatna Kiddush and Beakara Loma Shen Tzericha Get, who go often Shlomatsan Reyes of Begufa. We don't find any simon in her guf that she's in akara. You know, it could be something internal or something, you know, who knows what. I'm not sure about what lab test that would be like today. I don't know with the new fertility specialist. I'm not sure what would count that we found in her body she's in akara. I don't know anymore, based on today's modern medicine. But those days I would have depended upon. Oh, so now, Rabosai, the medayik, simone akara begufa. Then she would lose the ksuba. She would lose the ksuba. The truth is, the Book of Yosef said so. Here's a tiny I saw that people ask, why are you quoting it from a Meiri? You post quotes in the Gdolia Poskin. Yeah, who's he quoting it from? Kovetz Piske Adin the Bate Adin be Yisrael. Fifth volume, number of Chovera 7, page Kuf Tzadi Zion. What are you quoting a Meiri for? Meiri is upset. Quote for the Nebuke Yosef. Let's take a look. Open up. Please look, but open up. Open up to the Nebuke Yosef. Let's up together again. This is a gold mine, the Nebuke Yosef. We're talking about Nun Vav. Page Nun Vav. Nun Vav. The Yotzi Vita and Ksuba. Afa Pish the Efshad. He the Lo Zachya Vakeva the Efshad the Minohu. Havla the Mema Uki Mamona Becheskas Morey. Whenever it's a doubt, you should have to pay the ksuba. No! Hor parkina and samach dalet, the cave and the e lo mifka de la piri of a rivia, lo ma'ansha, u mistama bidi de talina chenena shat shiula, oh, ad sheyula simone akora. She had simone akora in her body, then we should have a mekachtos, vi ozu de les lo ksuba. You don't have to quote a favor from the Meiri. It's an offer in the Book of Yosef, which everybody has printed in the Shas, Vilna Shas. Even though Akora is not quite an islandess, nonetheless, she would still do we know Ksuba? That's what the footnote in the bottom of the Ritva asks this question. Quoted in the Book of Yosef.
What is that in Simone Akora?
What is Simone Akora? They have to ask a doctor, so I can't answer. There's sometimes a simon yakar, and I'm wondering, there'll be some kind of a medical, do some kind of a medical test and find that something is wrong with her body internally. Would that also be simon yakar? This I don't know. But it's interesting, Rabbi Osai, once we're in the Mugiosa and Page and Vav, yes.
Yeah, she loses her tshuva for every marriage that she had, or?
Yes, if she has simon yakar.
Even if they're found later. Like,
That's right. Could do that from the beginning, obviously. But our case is just no kids. Rabbi Osai, can I tell you today, even today, with all the miracles of modern medicine, when they discuss infertility cases which cannot be solved, a significant number of them are what they call today, to this day, unexplained. Unexplained. Somebody found a blockage, they found something wrong with him, something with her, unexplained. That's what told me. Then many more things were unexplained. They didn't have all the medical tools. Unexplained. So she gets exuma. Who knows? We don't know who's it was because of whom. Once we're here, look on the second column of page Nunvav. Look what it says. Old Kosav Zal, this is about the fifth narrow line. V'nirim ha'dvarim, shim hu toin shemaker bi'atzmo shen aror l'holid. The guy says, it's a bezna, Rabbi Yisai, I'm a little embarrassed to say this, I can't have kids. Don't ask, I can't have kids. He's presumably physically incapable. Ein kofen oso l'garish, holy yisisha, shemitzvah's period of rivya. He says, I can't have kids. Who believes him? To bechal a mitzvahs ke'elu she'en bo hochocho she'osa derech merid ne'man hu al atzmo. Kind of an erecha ne'man b'yisurin. Right? There's an Easter not to do pur of ru. He's saying about himself, I can't. It's also very interesting. Oh. So now, Rabbi Osai, I want to tell you another wapa chiddush. We saw, Rabbi Osai, Tosus said, the top Tosus in Samachay said, but it comes to Shara Mu'ad, even Rebbe agrees you need three times. The Pasuk and Chumash. Shor Nagachu Mitzvot Shilshom. A Pasuk and Chumash. But then the Mugiosa disagrees. Not a Pasuk and Chumash, but disagrees with the Din. Take a look here in the Mugiosa page, Nun Zayin. Look again. We glossed over it. Look again. Vitama de Milsa. De Paskinan Benisuin. Everyone see it? Nun Zayin, column 1. The new paragraph, Vitama. Kurebi bevestos ubevest of sharmut kirashbad shum the hard mills of the sfeka he have the chazaka betrays in the vitlas Allah we hilka kabin is su in the sakanda right this earlier today in the shir means katlanas as lina the chumra not like Rashi chad nisuin means our sugya about akara for dinle mila mai time uva malkis dalka the sugya the fashion stalka machmin and hakam ne yisur sharm. Levaros Yerushim Michayev Krisus. Yeah, we saw. Avoves is the Rabbanan inu. Azinu Nakula. Look at this now. The last two lines. V'chein gabei sharamuad shen motziin mama mecheskoso ala bedaber barer ulefichach azlina Nakula. It's clear from the Nemukei Yosef. The Rebbe argues. The Rebbe says no. You're a sharamuad after twice. And the only reason we don't collect Nezek Shalom after twice is because when it comes to money, we're not Motzi Mamon, based on the Suffolk. So the Mukhe Yosef is arguing with the very first Tosus, that two-line Tosus on top. He already argues. Okay? Very, very important. Tosfos is Lashitoso. The whole next Tosfos, Rebos, let's go back to that Yisrael Mukhe Yosef. The whole next Tosfos, Samachayim and Aleph, Dibra Maschil Nises, is based upon Kedeparash Teliel, Dibra Maschil Vishar. Look what a small dot is, Kedeliel means Vishar. But the Nimuke Yosef, who already rejected the two-line Tosfos on top, couldn't possibly learn like the next Tosfos. And therefore, I can put a whole new theory. It depends what is Isra Beheter. Everything's intertwined. All the various machlokes between Tosfos and Mugiosa and Riva all go together. Oh. And therefore, Rabbi Osai, I want to say something else about the Ritva, about the Mugiosa. Take a look at Mugiosa again. Take a look, Rabosai. Nun Zion. Again, Tana Rabbona. This is a sensitive issue here. Nun Zion Tana Rabbona. What does it say over here? Tana Rabbona. Nisus Lerishan can only marry some of the Mishiyesh Labonim. Wait a second. Afal Gav the Kavan Krab Yeshua, some of Bezim and Bez. Vila Erev Al Tanach Yodecha. Wait a minute. Even if he has children, he shouldn't be marrying a woman who's had two childless marriages of 10 years each. Because he's supposed to have more children. Spend a lot of time with Rabbi Yeshua, more children, Erev Al Tanach Yodecha. So what's going on? Says the Imuka Yosef, no. Despite that fact, Ein Kan Mekachtos, Klal, Vitito Ksubo, Kevan Sheyesh Lobonim, Kedei Shia Piria Verivya, Ulechatchila Nami Nises Lo. They're allowed to get married the Chatchila. That's critical according to the Muke Yosef. Because according to the Muke Yosef, whether she's allowed to marry in the first place is going to be the determining factor whether it's Ksubo or not. I'm wondering, what about according to Tosis? According to Tosis, it's irrelevant whether it's Mutter or Asa. What's the critical question? He says, it's a Tos. I don't want to give you a Ksuba. I was wondering, according to Tosis, what would you say? What would you say? So what will happen? He's going to be divorced her against her will. Is he Pata from Ksuba or not Pata from Ksuba? So it's interesting, Rabbi Osai, I wanted to look it up, Halacha L'maisa Shulchan Aruch. So I opened up the Shulchan Aruch, because what I asked you to see, I'll say what I found. I asked you to see the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Nun Dalet. I'm going to read you, you can look up in the back. The Mishpat HaMoleh has a little bit, but I'm reading with some of the Mefarshim, which you don't have in front of you, I have it in front of me. Siman Kuf Nun Dalet, Rabbi Osai. Kuf Nun Dalet. Here we go. Kuf Nun Dalet. Very important. We hear everything over here. This is what it says. Kuf Nun Dalet. Girsha Lo Tinasa L'Shlishi. It's our Gemara. Right? Look at the back. You can see it. Sif Yudzayin. V'yem Nisis L'Shlishi Teitzei Shelo B'Ksuba. Right? It's our Gemara. Right, Agamar. Elohim Cain Yesh Lo Isha Acheretz, O Shekiyim Piri Virivya, or Hikirba. Any of those three cases, she gets a ksum. Now, see quotes Piri Virivya. Says the Beis Shmuel as follows: If he quotes our Tosfos, Im Hikirba after Virksuba. Otherwise, the Mekach Tos. Therefore, he has no ksuba. Fine. V'yemni says the Mishakim Piriv Yerivya says the Beis Shmuel Mashma that Tzorech Litein Lo Haksuba Afilu Lo Hikir V'lo Arminon Mekaktosu. He goes, I wanted more kids. What are you doing to me? Look how angry Noach got at Chum Chumash and Rashi. He wanted more kids. So why shouldn't it be a Mekaktos? No, it's not. This is a direct quote, in effect, from what we saw in the book of Yosef. What about according to Tosa? I wasn't sure according to Tosa. Looked in the Gra, and the Gra has an Os Nun Ches. And then for Shigamara. Nises Lemi She'ein Lo Bonim. Says the Gra. What am I going to pill? It's a Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says Beferish. Tana Rabbanon. Huh? What does the Gemara says? Nisis l'mish ein lo bonim teitzei b'lo ksuba. It's obvious that if nisis l'mish yesh lo bonim that there is a ksuba. So says the Gra. Black on white.
Is that there is a ketubah or is that he doesn't have to divorce her?
Good point. We'll get to that a little bit later. Excellent point. You can say nisis l'mish ein lo bonim is mentioned because of the Tetzai aspect. But maybe the Balok Suv aspect is even if Yesh Labonim. The Ramban says something similar in a different context. That's a good point. We could also suggest, you may remember, Abosai, It's a machlokas back on Samach Beis between the Mishnah and Rabbi Yeshua. Remember that? We're now holding on Samach Hei, shouldn't have forgotten from so recently. The Gemara is over here on Samach Beis, Amud Beis. Is that where it says? Yeah, right over here. Masnisin the local Rabbi Yeshua, the Tanya. So maybe our Brisa goes according to the Mishnah, not according to Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gros Raya is not 100% ironclad. I had one way of Tchiyah, I had a second way of Tchiyah. Very good, maybe yours is better than mine. But that's what the Gros Raya. That's the Gros Raya. That's the Gros Raya. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. The Ramban says something which I need you to help me figure out. There's a Ramban on the Mar Makomus, the very beginning of this man. Let's go back there again. It's a Ramban on the Muhammad, Rabbi Osai, on that sugya back of Rabbi Yeshua of the Erev Altanach Yedech. His turn. The Ramban is over here. Page Nunhei. Page Nunhei. Let's read it together very slowly, because I'm really not 100% sure what it means. Nunhei. Nunhei. Says the Ramban. Paragraph V'chein. Page Nunhei, column 1, halfway down, the Milchemas Hashem. V'chein ma'ashe hifrish pa'al amor zal, ben doraisa l'derabona b'nosi isha v'shoa imo eser shonim, shein mechayv and also l'garish b'kach, if he has already a son and a daughter. Kol zeh mehilchus rabbeinu zichrono l'vrocha yotze, sherei kosa, hodetanya, l'shlish ilo tinose, el l'mishi esh l'abonim. V'imni says to mishay l'abonim, period. Now comes the very tricky part. The next two lines, I need everyone on board. All hands on for the next two lines. What did the Ramban mean? V'im tomar l'rabbi Yehoshua af l'mi sheyesh lo bonim l'chatchila lo tinosei. Kevon sheyesh lo bonim mishum la'erev al tanach yadecha lo choshashu lo osra lo misafik. Stop. I read you two lines and I pause in the middle. What exactly does these two lines mean? It means as follows. What do you mean? What do you mean? L'chatchil lo tinase. What do you mean? What do the words mean? What's the din? May she marry or not? A guy has a boy and a girl, and she has two childless marriages of 10 years apiece. May they marry or may they not marry? Lechatchila, yes or no? How'd you read this, Rambam? I also read it no at first. But I saw in footnote 50 of the Ritva, he read it, yes. You're allowed to marry. So how do you read this? So I'm explaining it the way as follows, to the best of my ability. V'im tom al Rabbi Yeshua af l'mi sheyesh lo bonim l'chatchila lo tinasei. To whom? To whom? Let's figure out to whom. To whom? To whom? How do we start this man? Well, the first word that we read, Mamash, the very first word. It's on Nun Gimel here in the Rif. Kohen hedjot lo yisa sa islandis. That's what we're speaking about. Islandis, Rabbi Osai. So I'm saying pshat, it's a little bit radical, but that's what I think it means. That she, if the guy has a boy and a girl, according to Yeshua, you may not marry an islandess. Slowly. But, kevan sheyesh lo bonim, mishum la'erev al tanach yadecha, lo choshashu lo osra olav, this woman who has two childless marriages, mi safek. Because even though she has two childless marriages, it's still a doubt. Try again.
What's suffix?
So maybe she can have children.
So he went from the beginning he was speaking about an island even the end of his...
I mean, when you say, any woman is certainly not a bas bonim. She's an island, she's postmenopausal. She just can't have kids. But if she has no kids for two 10-year marriage, it's still called a suffix. That's how footnote 50 in the Ritva, I'm assuming, read this. And it makes sense, because around bottom of the previous paragraph tells us, if you recall, that laftakanti... Elokein Yishuv Derech Eretz. and machmir in olav kol kach. So a little bit, that's how I read it. I mean, I'm glad you read it your way. That's how I read it at first. And then what would suffik mean? If you're right, if the chatchilah tinasei, what does suffik mean? Suffik would only mean, Rabbi Osai, the third one, not a fourth one. Let's say she was married three times already and no kids, and he has a son and a daughter. So according to where you read it and I read it at first, she would not be able to marry that guy. That's already three times. And the suffik is only suffik Rabbi Rashbak. But according to the way he reads it in the footnote, even four times, doesn't make it five, ten times, it's irrelevant. I can't live that long. But I mean, but she had three, when did she start already? So she had three childless marriages, according to what we're saying, Pshat HaBeis in that footnote, he can, if he had a boy and a girl, he can still marry her. Now, Rabosai, the Ramban makes a comment, I mentioned along your lines of your comment. I'm going to read you the Ramban. Turn to the Gemara, Samachem, and I'm going to read you the Ramban. You turn to the Gemara, and I read you the Ramban. Here's my Ramban. The Ramban is Samachem, and Alf in the Chiddush Ramban. Listen carefully to the words. Nisus l'shlishi d'mishen l'abonim teitei b'lo ksuba. Okay, fine. You need a get. That's not a toz vadai, chashashahi. Gabi momon, olel l'havi raya. We need suru l'chumra tzricha get. Utmihani fet the Ramban. I feel the nieces to me sheesh lo bonim na mi yotzi below ksubo. Shrei kidushe tosein like an island is. So why is there a ksubo? He has kids already. So our Gemara says, what does Gemara say over here? Come on, look at the sign. Look what it says. Nises the Misha ein lo bonim teitze b'lo ksuba. So what the Gra infer? That if it's yesh lo bonim, she gets a ksuba. Frek the Ramban, why? Kiddush etos, you wanted more kids. V'nira li, look what he says. The Mishim teitze katani lomar. The Misha ein lo bonim motzi en osol al karcha. As you said, against the girl, exactly what you said. You mechamet the Ramban. Wow. I saw others who disagree, but if they're wrong, I'm right and they're wrong. That's what he likes. He calls the other opinion as well. Isn't that amazing? You're Mechamet to Ramamish to Ramban. I read it to you. We're beta. Look it up if you have a chance. In this beautiful edition of Rav Hirschler, it's on page column Reish Lamed Zayin. You want to look up later on. Wow. Amazing. So it comes out that according to Ramban, it's all a suffix. We don't know. We pass like Rashbag. We don't pass like Rashbag. But the fourth one, Rabbi Osai, the fourth one shouldn't get married even if Yesh lo bonim. It's considered to be like a vadai. Called other poskim, it's not considered to be a vadai. That's what the footnote on the bottom of the Ritva goes into. Rabbi Osai, it's already 2:00. We haven't even started the next crisis. That's how slow we're going. We can't go on at this pace. We'll never get anywhere. Let us now begin, B'siyata D'Shemaya, the next host. I told you there's three. But let's first start the next host. Tei Tebel Oksu. When? Doesn't say. Again, the Gemara said, Nises, look inside, the Gemara says, Rabosai, Nises, the third time, the Mishain no bonim, against Chazal, Teisib looks over. When? I'm asking you, let's have a vote. After 10 years of the third guy, or right away? Taisis. L'chore nire, dafka b'shoa se mashlishi, doing mir denisis, l'shlishi v'lo hoyo lo bonim de b'samuch, where there was another 10-year period. V'tama, t'linyin momen lo machazakina lo ba'akara, adis chasik b'tlosas indi. It's the same shatoz l'shitoz from the previous tozes. V'yim tomar, min ha'shlishi nami lo tafsid ksuba, the Tamale Hashtu the Kakshi Kemosha Meras Bishim Velashani. This is the Gavaldic Akasha. How the Ritva take care of it? One's Biasa, one's Beheter. But Tosus resists that, they reject that. So we're back to the same question. Yeshloma. Tana the Hashtu the Kakshi Lomahani Lahotzi Alinin Shlotavsa Mashagovsi Mirishim Vishani. Period. Again against the Mugyoz Lishitosa. Mukha Yosef said, Hashkach, she's so good, even if she now divorced a third time, and she hasn't collected from the second guy yet, she can collect. That's what we saw before Mukha Yosef. And he says, no. Hashkach, she only helps that she does not have to, that the first two guys can't get their money back. But she would not be able to collect from the second guy if she hasn't collected it yet. So everything, all these makhloks in Rabosai are, at least to some extent, Ha baha talia. Oh. Now comes the following kasha. This is a very, very serious question. Avakosh. The I bishoyim ayud shonim. Hechi ka'om abisama kabinisis l'revi. Vayola bonin. Oh, Dilma Matzi, Yamala Adata the Hachilo Gerashtich. What? For Alpha Gav Shehi Basponim, objectively, Al Korcha Utsorach Legarsha, came in Lozachali Bonus Mimena, Rebbeinu Shalala. What's he going to say? Had I known, I wouldn't have divorced. What do you mean I wouldn't have divorced you? Bezdin gave him a whip and forced him to divorce her. Bezdin whipped him to a pulp. To get him to divorce. Well, I wouldn't have divorced him. Right? It was just, we passed in after 10 years, you're forced to divorce. The Kovim Beshoti. What a great, this is an unbelievable kasha. Everyone understands the kasha? We asked a question, an opening question before we started the Tosis. This Tetzim Loksuba, the third one, is it right away? After 10 years. So Tosis says, it's after 10 years. Frank Tosis says, after 10 years, what do you mean? He could say to her, I wouldn't have divorced you. He was forced to divorce her. What a great kasha. This is a bombshell. On this basis, because it is a tremendous kasha. L'chach nira l'ri. Forget, they had it back out. D'li al ter teitzei shalo b'ksuba. V'lo mishim knas te kansua. Again, tos l'shitos has nothing to do with knas. The Ritva, I'm going to say knas. Nothing to do with knas. Yeah. How do you know it's not a knas? B'dika boy b'samuch. Nisis l'revi. Vayola bonim out of titpe lishlishi, viknasu hechi titpe lishlishi. She married him illegally. Ela nira lari, debishalohikir barayri, v'teite shalobuksuba. You know why? Shem dehavi mekachtos. It's considered to be a mekachtos. He didn't know that she had two childless marriages. And the other takes the immediately, the third marriage. Mikomakom, she has the bottom and a ravi. Choseres v'tovas l'shlishi, di gloi milsa, the la megaptosu. It was not at all miracle, she is a bas bonin. Chemotzeri, bilchas rabbi yudoi god, the below hikibo airi, al hikibo yesh the ksuba. Hodakotoni v'tosefta, nises the mishen lo bonim tetze shalom ksuba. Nisue minus. What does minus mean, Rabosai? What's a min? Huh? A heretic. Heretic. It's a heretical kiddush. Nirasha sofrim to, because for minus, b'makom tos. A tos on the word tos. The low shayakan lashon minus cloud. Minus is ridiculous. They made a mistake on the word tos, they wrote minus instead. I want to show you before we go any further. Look at the tosis of Rush. Those of you who haven't. Yeah, in the back. Everyone has in the back. Look at the Tosa Rush. What he did with the word minus. He actually found a way to somehow defend it, believe it or not. He thought it'd be impossible to defend his text. He found a way. Didn't like it, but he found a way. You'll see soon how it fits into the Megillas and the Ritva. Tosa Rosh, it's page Samach Aleph, and our print. It's the four columns. It's the third column, halfway down. Right before it says in bold letters, Hashta, in the Tosa Rosh. Look what it says. It says, "Bitosat Meishin Yisueh HaNisueh Minus." What does that mean? Mashma lishta dimishum knasahu. Minus doesn't mean heresy. Literally, it means it's illicit. Heresy is illicit, and this marriage was illicit. And they made a knas. It's very possible that the book of Yosef, the gives of Minus, that's where he got it from. And they made a knas. Tosins, it's ridiculous. They said it's a mistake. The Tol Sofa should say Tol, shouldn't say Minus. But the Mirosh suggested that it means a knas. Quite remarkable. Quite remarkable. Okay, Rabosa. So now we come to the final amazing conclusion I wanted to share with you today in the Tosis Yeshonim. In the Tosis Yeshonim, says something which is so powerful. L'chein Nira. I'm just going to the cutting to the chase. L'chein Nira can be found, Rabosa. How can I describe it to you? It's in the Tos Yishanu Samachayim and Aleph. About 18 lines up in the narrow lines. You know, it's hard to count them exactly, but that's a very narrow. Lamed Chaf Nun Lachay Nire Dili Achar Eser Shonim Kamateitze. That's how Tos got started. What bothered Tosis? How can he say back to her, "I would never would have divorced you"? They whipped him to divorce her. Look what he says. V'ha'ad dika amal lekamon. Di amal lo adakta de hachilo gerashti. Chachi kama. Im yovo Eliyahu. Mit Eliyahu Anovi. V'yomar de bas bonim hi lo ha'yisi megarsho. I bezden forced him. V'kol asher kafu bezden lehotzi kfiyas tos hoiso. Unbelievable. You what he just said? Even though Bezdin forced him to divorce her, he could still say later when she has a child from the fourth marriage, "I never would have done it." What do you mean Bezdin forced you? If Eliyahu Novi would have only showed up at the time and told me she's a bas bana, I wouldn't have done it. That's great to bring Eliyahu Novi into the picture. But in Bezdin, Eliyahu Novi, he's saying, if Eliyahu Novi would have told me, I wouldn't have divorced. I mean, Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi. Wow. Can you imagine? That being the case, Rabosai, would not for the Svara of our Gemara, of Hashtahu Debriyasa, the get would in fact be bottled? Because although the Bezdin was correct at the time in forcing the get, they were incorrect objectively. Eliyahu Hanavi ultimately came, didn't really come, but in other words, when she had a child from the fourth house, that's the equivalent of Eliyahu Hanavi coming. And now we know the Bezdin was objectively wrong. And the only reason the get is not bought was Hashto Debrius. Even though, Rabosai, it was a mistake which no one could have foreseen at the time. It reminds of our Ramban. If you remember, the Ramban said in Yevamos on Daf Beis, not much the first week of Shir, the Ramban on Daf Beis discussing a case of islandness. The Ramban said, we're referring to a case, Rabosai, where she is a ktana. In the case of a ktana, it's impossible for anyone in the world to know whether she's going to be an islandess or not an islandess. Had she been a gedola? No, he should have checked her out. So we asked then, what do you mean? Why is that called a toast? Not a single person on the planet knew. Ramban is a chiddush. If it's an inevitable consequence, even if no one on the planet knew, it's still called a tos. And here, Bezdin forced to be tos, even though no one on the planet knew, she's going to marry a fourth guy and have a child from the fourth guy. Still considered to be a tos. Now my question is as follows. What about Tosis? If the Tosis Shanim is so smart, why didn't Tosis realize this? Why didn't Tosis realize this? Yes?
Because the guy did it. He wasn't used to the harm to me after doing it, so he did it. He wasn't.
Oh. You may recall, I'm bringing back old memories in the same altar of Poskim, in that same Simon, Simon Lamentes, the same Sivkotten, Sivkotten Lamed Beis. I'm going to read you a brief excerpt from footnote Samach Beis. We quote from Rav Henkin Zichrona Levrach. Rav Henkin held that if a man is impotent, cannot do any bia whatsoever, still you require a get. Against Rav Moshe. The question becomes, Rav Osai, the question becomes, then how do you force the man to divorce his wife? In such a case of a called Ein Lo Gvura Sanashim, why? Why? If we don't say it's a Kiddush Tos, if he had it, the condition before the marriage, so why do we force him to divorce if he contracted the condition after the marriage? That was Rav David Kalina's equation. What's the difference? Look what Rav Henkin writes. He says, you know, the Haget Ma'usa Shaloka Din Pasul. We're afraid it's not right. Quotes the Rambam, Perek Beis and Gerishin. He did the right thing based on Chazal. When she said he's impotent, Chazal umetakan that you believe her. Hari afilu nitzayer bedatenu deulai meshakeres. Even if objectively speaking, she's lying. Sof mechuyev ulite nageta bitakonas chachamim v'yesh kan gmiras das loses aget. Wow. Yo, that's what you meant. Rav Henkin svar. Tosis holds like Rav Henkin. Toshanim argues Rav Henkin. That's my chiddush. Toshanim clearly argues. Toshanim says Bezdin forced him to give a get, and based on all objective data in the world, Bezdin was right. Later on, it turns out she married the fourth, has a kid, so Bezdin turned out to have been wrong. Since Toshanim to get his book, Toshanim. So why didn't Toshanim agree? No, because at the time he did the right thing. That's my suggestion, Shah. That's my suggestion. Wow. Wow. And this, Rav Osai, explains, when Tos used the word mekach Tos, but, let's look at Tos again. It's a mekach, look inside. Nira Liri, lines of the sixth narrow wide line. Nira Liri, the Shalviki Bo Ari, Vitesh Lakshuma, should have a mekach Tos. Umikomakom, Kishayesh Labonim and Aravi, Choseres, Vichovas, Lishlishi, the Igloi Milsa, the Labmekach Tosu. Wait a minute. What do you mean, Igloi Milsa, the Labmekach Tosu? So obviously you do take into account objective truth. So if it's objective truth, then the Tosu Yishanim is right. So why does Tosu reject the Tosu Yishanim? The answer is no. Only because Bezdin forced them. Oh, wow. And now we go back to the Shulchan Aruch again. Rabbi Osai. Shulchan Aruch has to pasken up these shailas. So in Simen Kuf Nun Dalet, Sif Yudches, Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. Shosem Ashlishi Eser Shonim V'lo Yolda. Im lo gavsa ksuba me arishonim lo tigbeh. V'im gav salo tavzir. He passed like Tosfos at the svara of Hashu the Kakshi, right? Only works to hold on to money, not to collect money. Says the Beis Shmuel, Lamedalid, Hashu the Kakshi. Tainu lo man in the whole team moment. Lo tavzir, Tosfos. Can't cost what Tosfos. Cost Tosfos. And the Rosh, and the Tur. But the Nebuke Yosef says, no. He quote, we saw the Nebuke Yosef. The Beis Shmuel, Lamedalid, quotes the Nebuke Yosef. And then he says to Beis Shmuel, it would appear that way in the Mordechai as well. And this Mordechai, Nun Beis, is on the Makoros, is going to help us in some of the fumbling I was doing yesterday. I apologize. I was looking for a line in the Mordechai and Ksubas, and I couldn't find it. You know why? Because in the Mordechai and Yevamos. I was looking at the wrong Masechta. That's just the wrong. The one I couldn't find. Take a look. The Mordechai, Siman, Nun Beis. Here in our beautiful print, you'll find the Mordechai Siman Nun Beis on page Yud. From the top, he says, Hashu Dekakshi. This is the Ravi, Vayolobonin, Lamafkinan, Menashlishi Klum. To Matsi Omar, Hashu the Ivris, same svar. Venire, the Elo Advarim Asom Chachomim Bibiru Das, Velomitam Sofek, Ledunim Kamotsu Michavel of Araya. As Tosfos said, no, like the Mugay Yosef said. Right? It works, it's absolute. Kasher Biarti. And it tells you to look in the Rav Yod Taktsa, I couldn't find it there. This, that's one we saw. B'davar Bim, that's the line I was looking for yesterday. And then he says, Vesu, the Kaimalan Shtar, called Shtarom and Ligavos, Kigavi Domi, parentheses, Kibbe Shamai, Kabe Safik, the Tanan, Mesu Balein Achelo Shasu, etc. According to Beshamai, of course, what Beshamai? We don't pass like Beshamai. We don't pass like Beshamai. You have to go back to what we spoke about yesterday, that it means that we hold it to Safik or Shtar Vadai, as we spoke about before. Fine. I read you before the Ramban that the Ramban said she requires a get because it's not a toz vade, it's a chshosha. And moman, olel havi raya. You go to chumra, isa the chumra, and you require a get. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. It's interesting. According to the Ramban, everything's a suffix. I read it to you. Everything's a suffix. Suffix, you require a get, and suffix, you don't get the money. If you look in the Ritva, it doesn't sound that way. It points out here in the footnote 54. Doesn't sound that way from the Ritva. The Ritva's lashon is Amar Aboseinu, the Dafka Ksuba Hu the Lesla, Hagita Boya Midoraisa, V'yaf Al Pi Shelo Hikirba. Not like an island. Not like an island. Because maybe Ein Bo Simonim Shenu Ruyul Eleid. Let me saw this in the Mugay Yosef. Ele Mishum Chazoka bi'alma mafkinula umafslo ksubasa. Efshi basbonim below it also v'kiddush of kiddushin. You get an impression from the Ritva b'toras vadai, not b'toras suffek. According to the Ramban, it's only b'toras suffek. According to the Ritva, it's b'toras vadai. Why? As long as there's no umdana berura that he was fooled, you require a get minatora. Bivadai. And that's the Nebuke Yosef to see it again. Let's look at it one more time. Rabbi Osei, page Nun Zayin. As again, as often is, he's echoing the Ritva, he's not quoting him verbatim. Look what it says. Lashon of the Nebuke Yosef, the very bottom of column 1 on page Nun Zayin. Avozu she'ein lo simonu shel akos. We saw the line before. Elo shem chazok abiyama kiddush. Here. Kiddushin gemurin inu. That's suffix. Kiddushin gemurin inu. To efsha sheyula banamirevi. Kiddushin gemurin. Kiddushin gemurin. Ah, that's me, it's Kiddushin gemurin. So why isn't there a ksuba? Nonetheless, you know, Kiddushin gemurin, there's still no ksuba. Maybe. Comes to Easter, we say you have to rise to a much higher level to get him into a to get to even a question of Kiddushin Tos, whereas you can lose the money much more easily. Now I come to the question that was raised at the very beginning. I said I would try to get to it today. The question says by Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in his Kovar Tzaoris in the very, very back. Has a whole Safa in the back, Mamish, the very end, Oz Beis. He doesn't understand our Gemara at all. Your kasha. Once, so suffers base. It's on our Gemara, Samachay, Hashem the Kashi. Wait a minute. Whenever it's a Chazaka three times, Pshat is, less than three times, it's a Mikra. It's a coincidence. The first time, the second time, coincidence. But it happens three times. We don't say it's three coincidences. Ki a mikra lo yasmin, that's a philosophical term. A mikra lo yasmin. If it's a coincidence, it doesn't keep happening again and again. V'dover shu tamid eno mikra. Three times it's tamid. Some say even twice. Eliyesh litlos b'shiba siba achas mishutef v'sachol ha-shlosha. There's a common cause for all three phenomena. V'asiba zol shesh l'gam b'revi. So therefore, you can't do the bris milah. Therefore, it seems to say, Hadavim is chazik lemafreya. Who asked me before? It's mischazik lemafreya. You asked me? Am I right? It's retroactively. So it's against Al Gemara. I'll ask you, Shor Muad, Shor Muad. First three times you get what? Chatzin Ezek. The fourth time, Ezek Sholim. No, let's go back and collect. Let's go back and collect Ezek Sholim from the first four, from the first three. No. Hod Muad Eina Misham Ezek Sholim. Al Negichos Arishonos. Technicality. Should the tzarech lahasro also? For lo shayach hasro lemafreya. You can't warn the guy retroactively. That being the case, isha sheyesh leveses, the daya shata vein matamal meslias, that's quoted in Tosus later on. Hoyanir de lacha shukva vest, daya shaita gamirias arishonos, with taras shibinoga meslias, torn lemafreya. Now we see Gloria Mills, so the first was also because of the vest, even though we didn't know it until right now. Okay? So if she sees three times in a row, it's we say it's, oh, the pattern is retroactive. Relevant to Taros. He brings a raya. He quotes a Mishnah Brura of all places, Shin Aleph Tzadi Aleph. Mishnah Brura? I looked it up. Unbelievable. There's a thing called a kamea. What's a kamea? An amulet. In order for your amulet to be considered valid, we can be Mechal Shabbos over it, you have to have a chazaka three times that it worked. Says the Mishnah Brura, once he's established that it worked three times, you can use his first amulet too. See, Clark, once it's established three times, it goes retroactive. All rise to you. It's always retroactive. Koshe, hashtu the kakshi, why? Kevin the huksul gimel pamin, hoi gloi muslim afreya, this is your kasher, b'chonin, your mechamka b'chonin, vasimitz kasher. Wow. 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 No temps. Wow. Stump the stars. No temps. What do you mean, hashtag the kasher? It's against the whole concept of chazaka. It's a pattern. And once the pattern is established, we obviously see that it's a pattern, he's going back from the beginning. Zach Pilei Ploy. Yes?
Didn't we say that the her not getting a ketubah was a knas?
That's according to certain Rishon.
So according to that, then she would need a warning for it, right?
Right. But according to Tarsus, it's not a knas. Right. So the stipler answers this question. That's according to Rabbi Chana in his Sefer on Taros Simen Samach Vov. He's talking about the Vesta story. It's going on Nida. He has the following question. What do you do? V'hanira l'chora b'zeh. Devadai gimel pomim haviyochoch olim afreya. You are correct. Ta'akwe shebehechreach oleinu nomar shenishtana tivo mehechateis haloma de bebeis pomim rishon mehemikre v'sibet stodis. Avada. Avo. Mikomagom ein zeh elekohochoch derov v'chazoko. Delo mahani lahotzi. What's he saying? Granted that whatever we established now after three times, it turns out retrospectively was true from the very beginning. But what did we establish after three times? We just saw it. What did we establish after three times? That there's a rov, a chazaka, that this woman cannot have any children. But as we saw before, here in the Mukha Yosef, even after three times, to Ha'er Shashiel Abana Merevi, because I'm a Ochad, it happens. That's the answer of Osai. Ein Achinami, it's true that whatever we know now, we assume it was the case retroactively. So what do you mean, Hash to who? The Kachshi. Says as follows. Says, Bahanach kamoi shechozun litboa lahotzi yimena ksuba shekvar nasnula. The first two. Alpidin betanas mekachtos. No. You want to take money away from her? For the respect to that we can say, Hash tohu de kachshi. What do you mean? Isn't it obvious now that it was a chazaka? Yes, it's a chazaka. Yes, it's a rov. You can't take the money away from it from the rov of a chazaka. That's a Steinbuss answer. Wow. Wow. Very good. And he calls his brother-in-law the Chazanish. I'm not going to get into that now. Fine. So Rabosai, we successfully completed two toasts. Yeah?
I have a question based on what we just said. That what about the case where she hadn't collected yet from her ketubah?
Yeah.
So how does she collect? We said she could still collect, though.
From which? The third?
No, from the second one.
Second one.
Even though she had a couple, if you're saying that it's because we...
So we have two answers. According to Tosfos, because Rebbe agrees when it comes to money, Trey Zimri is not a chazaka. We have the Nebuka Yosef, because she was married by Het. Those are the two.
Okay.
Those are the two. We successfully completed our Bosai two Tosfos. I think we did a decent job. We worked hard. However, Rebbe Bosai, we haven't even started the third Tosfos. Beginning it. I'm supposed to finish in 1 minute. What are we going to do? Can't finish also 1 minute. So, let's give you a 1 minute introduction to what we'll discuss it tomorrow. When the Gemara discusses this idea of, you know, he shaska nami shaskina, since machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, we are literally playing with fire with a real possibility that the get is mamish bottom, which is a simple way of shot in the Gemara. Tosis, however, quotes the Gemara elsewhere, primarily Masechta Gittin, and Tosis seems to be saying a different question, that the Gemara's fundamental question has to do with why is our Gemara different than another Gemara? When other Gemaras, we tell the guy up front, listen, mister, if you divorce her for this reason, island is Shemra, maybe even Veses, you can never take her back. And why in the case of Algama we don't find that? So according to Tosis and other Rishonim, the stakes are a little bit lower. It's my 1 minute introduction. Tomorrow we'll do that. Tosis out of the Shema.